Good afternoon, GX94, and as promised, Doc Walker live in studio, joined with Chris and Dave. How are you guys doing today?
Good, great.
Awesome to be back in Yorkton.
Yeah, in Yorkton once again. It almost seems like you guys like it around here.
Well, it feels like home. We used to come here and play Hollies years and years ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The casino, oh, yeah.
The casino, Painted Hand Casino.
Yeah. I watched the last episode of Seinfeld at the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Big things.
Just by happenstance, or were they doing a come on down and we got a big screen?
Well, we were supposed to play. We were playing that night, so we all showed up early and watched the last episode.
Now, tonight in particular, you guys are here for another show, The Country Kickoff in Yorkton.
With the one and only Jason McCoy. It's going to be a blast. We've been out on tour with the Great Canadian Road Trip with him and Michelle. And I mean, it's that's just been a blast because we're on stage the whole night together, which is pretty cool. It's not like we open, then you go play and you go play. It's just because, you know, Jay's such a phenomenal musician and us being a band, it's like he's just joined a band for the night. It's pretty amazing.
Well, you blew my next question asking if you guys were going to be on stage together, we know that now.
Yeah.
Now, something I have gathered, I do a lot of thorough research. Jason and Michelle, who was a great Canadian road trip with you, their websites end in .coms, while yours is a
.ca.
Is that because you guys are more patriotic than...
Because we're proud Canadians.
Okay, excellent. And that means
it was also taken.
Because it was taken because Doc Walker is a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, he's football. He already has
Washington
dibs
Redskins.
On it.
Yeah, Washington Redskins. Yeah, he was a football player, and now
talking the Great Canadian Road Trip. You guys did a big run of shows earlier in the year, which feels like so long ago to me already. But you guys are getting the bands back together for Dauphin's Country Fest.
Yeah, for sure. We're doing Dauphin Country Fest. We got a couple other shows planned this year, and I'm not sure if we're going to be coming around this area, but. You should try to make sure we do. I think we're going to do a little Christmas run with the Great Canadian Road Trip. Because Michelle is, she's got such a great repertoire when it comes to Christmas stuff. And Jason's like the best ringmaster in the world. So we're just along for the ride. But yeah, it's going to be great at Dauphin. I'm just excited for Dauphin because of, we play Friday with the Great Canadian Road Trip. And then we don't play Saturday. And then we play Sunday in the Hilltop. So I've got a cabin about a half hour, 45 minutes from Dauphin. So I'm like, I'll just go hang out Saturday. And then I started seeing who was playing Saturday. Like, I think I might just park the bus backstage and be a fan. Like, I mean,
that is all
these
righteous
guys we
lineup.
Grew up listening to. I mean, Alabama, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Nitty Gritty's on their farewell, too. This is it. You won't be able to see them after.
Yeah, I doubt, to come to Dauphin Country Fest this year will be the last time, I think, in history you'll ever be able to see all these acts in one place for one weekend. So for us to be a part of it, and I'm just honored to be there.
Now, I was looking through. Do you guys know off the top of the head how many different years you guys have performed at Country Fest?
No. Lots.
They invented a new time slot the first time we played.
12.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
12 times over the years is what my research tells me. So how has it changed and how has it stayed the same over the last however many years?
Well, the staff haven't changed. They've, it's always been amazing to work with the people there. You know, the staff and everybody there does a great job. I mean, the fans have changed over the years. I think I've changed, not the fans, because, I'd go there and I'm like, it's just a bunch of kids getting drunk. And I'm like, well, what did I do? That's all I did. So, no, nothing's changed. It's just I have.
Just a couple more gray hairs and go to bed half an hour early.
6 hours a day earlier.
Back to your website. I love websites. I love online stores. You guys sell a mystery box.
Yeah.
What is in the mystery box? I love the idea.
It's hilarious because over the 30 some years we've been playing, we've got all this merchandise. Like, I mean, we've got keychains, records, underwear. I found women's gitch underwear. What do you call it? Underwear. With Rocket Girl on them. I was like, where did these come from? So it's such random stuff that's in this warehouse that we have. So anytime somebody orders it, I just go get a bag and a box. I'm like, this and this. And I actually pack it myself.
That's an extra value add on top of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was going to throw a drank beer in there once. Here's an empty club, Ken.
Just as a little treat. Okay, now, I don't know if that makes me want to pull the trigger on it more,
yeah,
but I am still thinking about it.
Yeah.
So tonight, of course, the country kickoff party with Parkland Outdoor Show, and there's the pre-party. That's a Taps. That's a gearing up at 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
and showtime is at 8 tonight.
Yep.
Doors open 7 o'clock, and I understand you can still get your tickets at the door.
Yeah.
East entrance.
Yeah, and they got some seating at front if you want to watch the show, and then they got some nice big round tables set up all over the place and a bar. So I love these cabaret styles where if you want to go sit and watch a show, you can, and there's a dance floor, and if you want to go hang out by the bar and drink with your buddies, you can go do that. To me, this is my favorite kind of venue to do.
Yeah, this is going to be one heck of a fun Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Kate's Outlaw starting it off. You guys, Jason McCoy, this is the night, especially, you know, hey, we'll start seating a couple of days. Let's get this out of the way.
Yeah, hold off on the seating.
That's right. All right, thank you so much, Chris and Dave.
Thank you.
And good luck with the show tonight. It's going to be
it's going to be fun.